Good evening. Hello, sir. My name is Lewis from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. We're not affiliated with any news, media organization, or political campaign. And this evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community. Let me ask, do you or does any member of your household work for a radio, television station, newspaper, advertising agency, media organization, or work or volunteer on a political campaign?
No, we're all unemployed.
Understood, sir. And let me ask you, thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you feel that you will vote in the general elections for president, U.S. Senate, Florida State Legislature on Tuesday, November the 5th? Definitely going to vote, very likely to vote, somewhat likely to vote, not very likely, not likely at all, or not registered to vote?
I'm strongly going to vote.
I hear you, sir. And with which political party are you registered to vote?
Republican.
Understood. And are you or is any member of your immediate family from a Latino, Hispanic, or Spanish-speaking background?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. And what is your age?
50.
That would be 50, right?
Yeah.
Understood. Well, moving on, if the elections for Florida State House were held today, which of the one of the following best describes how you are likely to vote between the Democratic candidate and the Republican candidate? Definitely vote
Republican.
Would that be a definitely or probably a Republican?
Republican. Whatever you have on your survey, just mark it as Republican. You could get Democrat and scratch it off the list. Like, I could wipe my ass with Democrat.
I understand your point, sir, although these questions are quite specific.
Do you actually, like, you're calling me on the behalf of Kamala Harris?
We are not specifically linked to any particular political campaign, sir. We're an independent opinion research. So there are questions that are just going to be showing Republican and Democratic as options to respond. Equally.
Proceed.
So, in that case, as you said that you would definitely vote for a Republican candidate, right? Now,
of course,
I would understand. I will give you some a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. You can please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can please indicate that as well, sir. First one is Leonard Spencer. Well, I'm sorry, what was that?
Carry on.
Yes, Leonard Spencer, what would be, is it a very, or like,
Can I ask you a question?
Yes, sir.
Where do you guys get off calling men at 9 p.m. in the evening?
We're just conducting a survey, sir.
You're conducting a survey, but does the survey need to be conducted at 9 p.m.? And you're in Boca Raton, Florida, so you're at the same time that I do. Is that an appropriate time to call somebody on a Friday night?
We're finishing up, actually, so you might be the last person that I will call specifically. So would you be
is that the right thing to do is call somebody at 9 p.m.? Would you like for me – do me this. All right, let's do this one. Give me your number. I'm going to call you when you're at a restaurant at 9 p.m. with people. Now, I'm going to ask you a bunch of questions, and let's see how you like it.
I understand your point, sir. Now, I would just like to know whether you will be...
I would like to know what is your phone number.
I understand your point, sir. Once again, would you like to continue with the survey or not?
No.
I appreciate your time, and have a good evening, sir.